Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The personal finance website WalletHub has ranked all 50 states and the District of Columbia on a list for remote work based on factors like prevalence, internet costs, and housing expenses. New Jersey took the crown as the top state for remote work. Montana landed at 50th place, dealing with pricier internet and housing options. Alaska landed dead last at number 51. Heading into the weekend, Ian Hoyer has information from the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center.
The day will start off warm and sunny. By mid-morning, wet avalanche danger will be rising on the sunniest slopes. As the upper 6 inches of snow get wet and slushy, it's time to move to cooler aspects or return to the trailhead before conditions deteriorate further. The avalanche danger is moderate this morning and will rise to considerable as the day heats up. For more information about current snow and avalanche conditions, please visit our website at mtavalanche.com.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
Over the past 30 years, Montana has consistently ranked in the nation's top five states for suicides. This is not a statistic to be proud of. Many factors contribute to this, like social isolation, increased access to firearms, and alcohol use as a coping mechanism. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services is making it easier for anyone to get help through the new crisis call or text line 988. Let's give Montana a better statistic to be known by. If you or someone you know needs help, dial 988.
The Clancy Elementary School Board of Trustees presented the public with three resolutions this week after parents and community members spoke on both sides of the issue about LGBTQ-themed books in the school library. Books for school-age children that don't have appropriate content will be available upon request. All donated books that brought in will be approved by the superintendent. And if at any time parents don't wish their children to read certain books, they can talk to the librarian. Thursday, Billings West High School hired Bailey Carlson as the next person to lead the Golden Bears volleyball program. She's a Red Lodge native who coached her alma mater for the past two seasons. She'll succeed Kelly Grossman, who stepped down during the offseason. The Belgrade School District is continuing to press the importance of a $60.5 million bond voters will decide on during the May 7th school election. Ballots will be mailed out April 19th, and the district has been working to inform voters the bond will help construct a new elementary school and renovate the outdated middle school. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.